Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel. May grace and peace be multiplied unto you all. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we have to rejoice and be glad in it. Before I share the word, let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, I give you praise, I lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified. I thank you for all what you have done, for granting us life and the opportunity to live to see another day. Lord, grant us what it takes to understand your word. I pray in the name which is above every other name, that all powers of the enemy, powers under the waters, in the airwaves, on the land, will submit under your authority. I thank you that you will heal those who are sick, you will deliver those who are in captivity, and you will cause us to be like you. I thank you for an answered prayer. In Yahushua's name, amen. You are all welcome again to today's School of the Day, CDD. And we have reached the 72nd episode, back to 1872. And we bless Yahuwah for how far he has brought us through this journey of faith and hearing or studying his word. People of the way, this morning I will continue with the part 7 of becoming like him. Becoming like him. That is the essence of life. We all yearn to be like him, because you can't be with him that day, forever and ever, if you are not like him. There is a need for us to continue to search and find out what man was required and what Yahuwah gave to man to be like him. People of the way, the Bible is clear that man was created in his image and likeness. Yahuwah created man in his image and likeness. And the Bible says that he blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. So the verse 26 of Genesis chapter number 1 is clear. The man was created in his image so as to be like him. You can't become like him, no matter the knowledge you acquire, if you don't have his image. So today we are going to focus on having and bearing his image. He was created in his image. He gave him himself, his nature, so as to acquire knowledge, fellowship with him, to live like him, to talk like him, to act like him, to reason like him. Therefore, any man, no matter the biblical knowledge he acquires, without the image or nature, it is cost 90. There is no way the person will be able to, in fact, live and act like Yahuwah. Now, when man lost the very image, it became highly impossible for man to now be be like him, talk like him, and reason like him. It took many years, and man was struggling. We were like sheep, and we went astray. Man would try his best, but still is unable to live like him and to talk like him, because their very nature, their very image has been corrupted and has been taken away. That is so strange. Now, the Lord God now decided to bring back himself, the restoration of that image, the restoration of that nature. See, you can't be and live outside your nature. So he came to restore that very nature he gave to man, that man was created in, not formed in, because God is spirit. So man was created in his image. He was having his very nature. So when the restoration of the image was done, man now can live like him, talk like him, and act like him, with knowledge, with fellowship, and all the things we have started learning, so as to be like him. No one can walk in love. No one can give the way of the kingdom. No one can pray like him unless we also have his image. Now, in Colossians chapter number 1, the verse 15, it is very clear that Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of God, is the express, the very image of the Father, who is the image of the invisible Yahuwah, invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. So, what Adam lost in the garden, the image he was created in, so that he can live and be like Yahuwah, and he lost it, the image came back. So Yahusha happens to be the image of the invisible God. Because you can't see God, you can't see Yahuwah. Okay? When you see an image of a thing, you have seen the thing. Because the image bears the picture, the very, you know, inscription of the person. So when the image was restored, then the Bible now tells us, as he was in the world, so should we also be. We should talk like him. We should live like him. We should walk like him. We should love like him. Because it is now possible. No man with the Adamic nature can walk like Yahusha, can walk like Yahuwah, can be like Yahuwah. It's not possible. So the restoration of that image, who is Yahusha HaMashiach, then the knowledge we acquire help us now to look like him and to walk like him. So the question is, how will I now bear the image? How will I now receive that image? See, the enemy is an old serpent, an old liar, not 21st century liar. And if an enemy is an old liar, you should know that he will use strategies to make sure that no one can receive the image. So you attack. There are many people, they are born again, experience is fake. They have not received the very image. Why am I saying this? Today, I'm just going to do introduction because the whole month is about crowns. So once a while, we will factor some things in so that you'll be able to understand who a born-again believer is. You see. Now, when we say being born again, in fact, it's a very difficult, teachings. I tell you, a teacher of law, a leader of the Jews called Nicodemus, he secretly went to the master in John chapter number 3. When you get time, read all from verse 1 so that you can get the background before the main story. The Bible says he went to him in the night. You know, at that time, when you find yourself, you know, connecting, having something to do with the Savior, they will attack you. It is like a blasphemous act. You become an enemy to the groups. The Pharisees, the Zealots, all of them were against the Messiah, you know. Now, he went there, Nicodemusly, and he said, the Bible says, he went there and told him that, look, you are a good teacher. In fact, no one can do all these things you are doing except the Lord or God is with you. You see, when he went there by night and said that to the teacher, because if you read, he referred to him as Rabbi. He said, we know that you are a teacher from heaven. One. For no one can do these miracles. No one can do what you are doing except God is with him. So one, his teaching ministry proved to the point that he's from Yahuwah. Anyone who is claiming that he has been sent and cannot teach that which is of the kingdom, then there is a problem. Two, he said, you can't do all these things except Yahuwah is with you. See, he did not ask anything again. He went there and said this. Then Yahusha answered and said to him, very, very, I say unto you, except a man is born, okay, again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Imagine. He did not go there to even ask, how will I inherit the kingdom of heaven? He did not. He only went there and looked at the weddings. First, he said, look, you are a good teacher. He referred to him as a rabbi. He said, you are a teacher, not a common teacher, but a teacher from above. And that no one can do all these things except God is with you by your miracles. So Yahusha now answered and said, no one can see the kingdom of God except that man is born again. So Nicodemus was shocked and said, hey, how can man be born when he is old? Other stories, they ask Yahusha how they can be saved, how they can enter the kingdom of heaven. But here, Yahusha, knowing that it takes teachings and it takes the works of Yahuwah, that is miracles, to, you know, save a soul, he knew where Nicodemus was going. He understood that first, he has acknowledged that I am a teacher from above. He has seen that God is with me. He has not asked how he can, but I, Yahusha, who knows all things, saw that this man needs salvation. when you continue the conversation, which is going to be a whole teaching for this month, people of the way, the Bible says, he said, no one can see the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So they were all expecting the kingdom of God to come. But he said, unless you are born again, you can't even see. You can't see the kingdom of God. Talk less about one day entering the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of God is in heaven. So you can enter kingdom of heaven, but you can see kingdom of God. So whilst on this earth, you can see the kingdom of God. But that day, we will enter a kingdom of heaven. Get it this way. Now, he now said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. And all of a sudden, Nicodemus was so confused and said, how can I be born again? Can I go and enter into my mother's womb the second time? Meaning that it is not about your mother's womb, but it will be a different womb. Okay? Literally. Now, for you to understand this very well, there is the need for you to now go and check how Yahusha was born. Okay? Because the first birth is not important. Because he said we need to be born again. So we have to now go and see how the Savior, the last Adam, the one who gives spirit, who gives life, the truth, the way, how he was born. That will give us an idea as to how one who can be born of water and the spirit. Because the spirit is Yahweh. So how can one be born again? Many people are getting this so wrong. And they cannot be like him because they have not been born again to have the image. And how can you be like him without being created in his image? You see? Now, the Bible says, the Lord Yahuwah, okay, sent an angel. Angel is a messenger. He sent an angel. And the angel, the messenger, went to, in fact, when you read Luke 1, from 30 going, but 35, you will know what I'm talking about. He went and sent a message to Mary. Every messenger carries a message. You see, there is no way one can be born again without a message. And how can message come to you without a messenger? So when you read the Bible carefully, the Bible says, even in Romans 10 verse 15, Romans 10 verse 15, it said, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. Romans 10 verse 15. So, those who preach the gospel, they are messengers. And they carry a message. Yahusha told them to go and preach the message of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. See, he said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. You know, gospel of peace is reconciliation. A message that will now restore that relationship. So in the olden days, they have peace offering. When they have issue with Yahuwah, they have to offer sacrifice so that there can be peace. There can be restoration of the relationship. And bring glad tidings of good things. So he said, how can one, in fact, you can't hear the gospel until one has preached the gospel. And if you look at what Paul said, he quoted, because he said it is written. I told you last time that everything Yahweh will say, he has said it already. So if you read Isaiah 52 verse 7, Isaiah 52 verse 7, you will know what I'm talking about, that he quoted the prophet Isaiah. So he said, one will be able to preach if he has been sent. So the messenger, the angel was sent to Mary. Okay? Now, the messenger went there and spoke, gave a message. Okay? And for us to continue, because that word is what Peter talked about and said, we were born again with incorruptible seed. Truth. 1 Peter 3 verse 23 to 25. But we are not going to read that one now. Now, the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Let me ask you a question. How will you identify somebody with the message who is from Zion? Someone who has come to publish salvation. Because other than that, no one can be born again. You need to hear. And what you hear must be incorruptible seed. What you hear, okay, must be a message of the kingdom. What you hear, it starts from there. That is why the Lord, knowing this, he always sent people. He always sent people. The problem with the rich man is he told Abraham to send someone. And Abraham cannot send anyone. It is only Yahweh who sends. It's Yahweh who sends messengers, not man. Okay? So, a messenger with the good message, with the message of peace, which comes with good tidings, which will publish salvation, which is from Zion, I tell you, you only know by checking their feet. He said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. So you can see that Paul quoted from Isaiah. Only that, because he was writing an epistle, he did not add everything. So he quoted, he summarized that. Listen to me. It is not about the suit of the person. It is not about the eloquency of the person. It is not about, you know, how loud the person is. It is not about prophecy, how accurate the person can prophesy. Those things are not. The first sign as a believer for you to know that indeed this person is a messenger is by checking the feet. Because it is only feet that you will know that the person has walked with the master. The person has been with the master. I was teaching, doing some series, sitting at his feet, and we saw what all about the feet of the master. Okay? Now, many people have made mistakes. They checked what is coming out from the mouth of the people. They checked their certificate, their color. They checked their suits. They checked their garments. How bushy their hair is, or how nice their hair is. Have they shaped and shaved their, mustache or whatever? Is he having congregation? Is he having a spiritual father? Where did he attend his Bible college? Listen to me. Other than that, you can never be born again.
Because that born again experience, you need to be born by incorruptible seed. Incorruptible seed. And that is truth. And that is Yahusha. So, without a messenger, without someone sent, without someone who is from Zion, someone who has come to publish salvation through the gospel, I tell you, your born again experience, your born again will be questionable. You see, I've realized that many people, before they meet even people of truth, people the Lord has assigned, sent, giving them his word, they have experienced born again already. So they normally don't open up. They don't become like babies to start all over again. So they come to the feet of the people, or they go to those places with a preconceived mind. Okay, they don't open up for them to really hear the thing. You know, without emptying yourself, it will be difficult for the incorruptible seed to come in. So many people were looking at the money, the popularity of the person, you know. But it is clear in scripture, Mary was a virgin, but she wouldn't have been able to conceive without a messenger. No, she wouldn't have been able to take in the seed without a messenger. Because how can one hear the gospel if no one goes and preach? And if no one preach and the person hears, how can he have faith and then be born again? That is what Paul was talking about. So a messenger was sent. That is number one. He went there, and at the end of the day, as I will continue another time, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you. Just think about this. So many people today, the question is, who preached the gospel to them first? Did they check the feet of the person? How beautiful is the feet of the person? And this beauty, people don't even understand. So to men and women in this generation, look, that is why before I listen to any preacher, I check the feet. But many people check which people are following the person, the congregation size, and stuff like that. People of the way, it does not work that way. And sometimes you may think you have been born again, but you have not, because you did not empty yourself. In fact, Mary said, how can it be? I know no man. The question is, have you met another messenger, another man, and has already impregnated you, has already put in corrupt seed? It will be difficult. So there are many people now, they become born again from one church to another. So sometimes they see themselves that I am already born again. So they go to another church and they say, well, I know the Lord already. I've been baptized and stuff. Look, baptism is a secondary matter. We will get there. It's secondary matter. You see? Now, the question is, where were you born again? Who is that messenger? What seed was he carrying? The seed he was carrying will be planted in you. Do you know a man already? Before, in fact, meeting Yahusha, you have to divorce. You have to clear off. You see, it's a decision. I made up my mind not to watch certain people. Not because I am judging them, but I want to be sure because they are planters. Every saint, everyone preaching, is sowing seeds. He's planting. The planting is ongoing. You can see that many false prophets and apostles, they use media. They use media to reach the masses. They use media. I call it media popularity. Those things, they are not. It is not a fame from Yahuwah. Yahusha was in a village. When the time was up, his fame went abroad. It was not through television. But today you can see that people, they are rich. These false prophets, they are very rich. And they use the media, okay, to spread. And as you listen to them, they are sowing. So before even many in this generation will encounter truth, will encounter truth bearers, will encounter true messengers, true apostles, true prophets, they find it difficult to be born again. They only ask for, I want to be baptized again. Meanwhile, they have not been born again. I want to be baptized. Meanwhile, they are here to empty themselves. Look at what was already in Nicodemus. He was serving all the laws. He has been deceived. He said, how can this be? How can I'm ending? Examine yourself and check. And from today, check the feet of the people. You will know if they are from Zion or they are from the pit of hell. Because for you to dictate where somebody is coming from, check the feet. You will have an idea whether she is from the wilderness, he's from, you know, the house, he just came from the waters, or he landed from the skies. You'll be able to know the feet. May Yahuwah bless you. May he help us to walk with discernment. May we never be deceived, and may we be truly born again. I pray that this morning and this hour, Yahuwah will reveal himself unto you. In the mighty name of Yahusha, amen. Thank you all for joining. It will be published. Please, anytime you listen and it is blessing you, like it and make sure you share. The more you like, they will upgrade us. And they said there is a way you give you offer clap, sometimes laugh. You send it, then they will upgrade us so that we can do video podcast. Okay? And the podcast will be published everywhere as this one is being published, and about 7,000 and something have already downloaded all over the world. So by grace, the message, it has entered many nations. So please make sure you share, you like, and introduce it to people. May Yahuwah bless you. Take care of yourself. And don't forget the program Homecoming. Get ready, for the Lord is going to prove himself as the God of the Bible. Bye-bye.